This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
All right. It is time for another edition of the Inside Connection. MediConnect, Lauren Uran is here. We're going to be telling you all sorts of good things that you need to know when it comes to your Medicare coverage and your overall health care coverage. But more importantly, we've got our date in history. We've got the trivia question, a lot of coffee talk to get started today, just to discuss on this Saturday morning things that you should be thinking about as we roll through another calendar year. But I can't stress enough, 888-818-6334. You can call now. We have advisors standing by until noon like we do every week. And if you have any questions about your Medicare coverage, you're curious, you're wondering if you can do better and spend less, especially if you're on that fixed income, call now, make an appointment. Just call and make an appointment because there is never a charge for their services. So let's have a little small talk, day in history, trivia, and more as we welcome back Lauren Uran. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, Rob. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic. Lots of stuff to get to. But, you know, I think what I said in that opening statement is true. Even if we're not in an enrollment period, when you have a little downtime, and I don't know about you, but that first cup of coffee gives me a chance to think about things that I really kind of should look at, even if I don't need to. Hey, I'm going to put that on the calendar and maybe just spend a little bit of time focusing on it. Because now when you're relaxed and you're looking at the big picture, you have time to breathe, you don't have to hurry making decisions, might be a good idea to set up time for an appointment.
It's so important to understand what's out there. You know, we're going to talk actually a little bit about special enrollment periods, ways you can enroll outside of some of those enrollment windows. However, there, when we talk about Advantage plans, for example, there's about 80 here in Western Pennsylvania, depending on your county. So there's so many different options out there. And, you know, the plan that you have might be the right fit for you. And that's wonderful. But there's a lot of options and you should just educate yourself. And unless you want to take home 80 books and read through the summary of benefits right next to your bedside, I know a great way if you're having trouble sleeping to help you fall asleep, read about Medicare, right? It's going to just knock you right out. Maybe not me, but everybody else in the world. So instead of, you know, going through all that material, trying to figure it out on your own, give us a call, 20, 30 minutes. We can just do a quick comparison or even just a benefit review to educate you on what you have in your plan. Because we get so many people that call in, they don't even know, you know, the plan changed a couple years in a row. They've had it for 5 years. No clue what their benefit coverage is. And that's okay. I don't really know what mine is. Personally, that's awful, right? But we don't take care of ourselves. We take care of our clients. So we can go through and just let you know what you're getting, and then you're better off to go into another enrollment period if that, you know, you're stuck, or there might be a special enrollment window that we can open up for you.
I can't tell you how many times in recent weeks I've run into people who are going through some sort of testing in a local hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them going through some really challenging times, and in the conversation, I wonder what that's going to cost me. I mean, it's like, right now, you shouldn't be worried, but I understand because I've been in that situation, too, where you're worried about the bottom line. One thing about Medicare, if you have reached Medicare, you're on Medicare, there's not a better place to be when it comes to saving money, but you have to know the rules of the road. And even if you're on Medicare right now, there may be ways moving forward to save you even more money. The only way you find out is to reach out.
Absolutely. And when you're, you know, even for all of our clients, we have our client experience department. So if you're in that scenario where you're going in for a test and you want to know what it's going to cost you, give us a call. We can review what's right on your plan and tell you, hey, oh, you're expected, you know, copay for that type of service.
So you have a menu kind of.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, we have all the plans. We're all license in it, so we can just go through and tell you, hey, okay, you know, some things, it depends on the service, right? So if you say, hey, I'm going to get an MRI, there's usually a flat copay on a lot of Advantage plans for that. But other services, like Part B, as in boy services, even on an Advantage plan, it can be 20% of the cost. So that's where it gets a little bit more, we need to get the doctor involved to run like a sample claim, because we don't know what 20% of their negotiated cost is going to be for maybe that service. But a lot of other services are just black and white, right in that summary of benefits. Here's the copay structure. Here's exactly what you'll pay.
All right. So you need to make that appointment. 888-818-6334. You can call now. We have advisors standing by. We have seminars coming up. We're going to get to all of that in a little bit with Lauren. But right now it's time to do this date in history, May 31st. And I'm going to share something with you that I talked about earlier today. You don't remember. You're too young. You're not from Beaver County. But on this date, 40 years ago in Beaver County, a tornado swept through, killing three, destroying so much property, but more importantly, leaving horrific feelings in the hearts and minds of people from Beaver County who grew up and witnessed it still to this day. Very significant day in history in our region when the big tornado hit Beaver County, and that was on May
31st, 1985. 1985, wow. And that's our second bullet point on there is 1889, so almost 100 years prior to that was the this day in history, the Johnstown flood devastates Western Pennsylvania, killing over 2,200 people, one of the worst disasters in U.S. history.
Wow.
So same anniversary date, almost 100 years apart, did that tornado come into Beaver.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Now, this is pretty cool. 1859, Big Ben.
Chimes for the first time in London. Anniversary of Big Ben.
Been around a long time.
I know. Isn't that pretty? That was my favorite point when I was researching for history this week. Then a little bit more recent, 1927, the last Ford Model T rolls off the assembly line, ending the era of the car that changed America. So the last Ford Model T on this date in 1927. And all the way into 2005, Vanity Fair reveals Deep Throat as Mark Felt, ending decades of speculation about the Watergate whistleblower. So this day in 2005, you know, from the 70s all the way to 2005, finding out who was the whistleblower for the Watergate scandal.
Got some very significant birthdays today.
Absolutely.
Too.
So in 1819, that would have been happy birthday to Walt Whitman, iconic American poet, best known for Leaves of Grass. Today is Clint Eastwood's birthday, 1930. Actor, director, and all-around Hollywood legend. Joe Namath, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Beaver Falls' own Joe Namath.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leah Thompson, actress best known for Back to the Future and Caroline in the City.
You realize Clint Eastwood, 95 years old, and just directed his latest movie, Juror 2. I mean, that's like...
So I was in California one time. We went to San Francisco, and we did the trip down the coast, right?
Carmel.
And went to Carmel, where he is, and it was so cool. He has a jazz station there, and I must have saw like 10 Rolls Royces. I got pictures with them, but they were just kind of everywhere out and about in that little town. But what a beautiful town that he calls home as well.
They say it's like absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning.
Gorgeous. But, you know, the other thing too is, you know, they do this AI thing now where they'll like show these movie stars from the order, then they roll back.
I've been watching those, yeah.
My goodness gracious. That guy was handsome, but man, it's hard to believe. He really started making it in the movies in the 50s.
That's, wow. I mean.
Yeah, and Rowdy Gates, as far as Rawhide, was 1959.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it. But you know what? Sean Penn said something recently, and I never thought about this until he said it, but it makes so much sense. He kind of said, Jennifer Lawrence may be the last real movie star. And I'm a fan for sure. Because of social media influencers now.
Oh, I know.
Young people are more driven to watch them than to watch a movie.
But even when we have the kids on the weekends, I'll watch them watching YouTubers, and that's kind of what the children now are gravitating
instead of going to a local movie theater and sitting for 2 hours watching a Tom Cruise movie, which I still find fascinating. The majority of young people, like 25 and under, would rather be on their Apple their tablet just looking at 2 hours of content, but it's changing every few minutes.
Right.
So the world is definitely changing.
It sure is.
So let me ask you something as we go to break here. When you think, before we get to the trivia question, when you think of Medicare, where do you think it still has to go? Where can it go? I mean, it's doing so much for us now, but the population is aging. There's more illnesses. There's more opportunities, drug pricing, hospital stays, all the things that go with it. Hopefully premeditative, getting into gymnasiums and eating healthier with their nutrition. Where do you think stuff's going to go when you're of age to receive Medicare, which is decades away?
That's such a hard question. And so many people speculate like, oh, it's not going to be around by the time you
It'll be around.
It, right? I agree with you. I think it's going to be around. I think that institution is here to stay. So I've been doing this about 15 years. And I remember that when I first was doing this, I was working for a carrier that had something called a chronic special needs plan, CSNP plan. It's for certain chronic conditions.
Right.
And that plan boasted some really robust benefits on it for the time, and because it was a chronic special needs plan, so it's made specifically for people battling certain conditions. So as an example, it had very common, more expensive medications that those folks would be on at a tier that was like a $10 copay. Okay. And I remember there was a benefit on the plan that was a set of dentures every 5 years. One set every 5 years you could get on this plan. And nobody in that market had dentures. And it was like, wow, what a benefit. And like, you know, did very, very well that annual enrollment season. And now I look at these Advantage plans, and I'm not saying they're included in every plan, but, you know, that dental is pretty standard nowadays, 15 years later. So, you know, there were things that really impressed us 15 years ago that are a standard benefit nowadays. And that's where it's tough to answer, because I do think they'll get better over time, you know, even than they are now, more competitive. I think as we do more research into preventative care, I mean, they already have proven, and I think the other week I was talking about the house calls, right? So a lot of these plans have something like a house call or an at-home nurse visit. And I was sharing a story about an agent that I had known who his wife was just present for the appointment, and they had kind of grazed her leg and realized she had a blood clot. And saved her life. But
wow.
These different preventative measures are getting people checked in faster, getting conditions, you know, serviced and, you know, hopefully taken care of a lot faster. And we're getting a longer life expectancy. So I think you see more to come.
I couldn't agree more. Okay, time now for our trivia question. If you think you know the answer, 412-922-1020. The winner will get a $15 Get-Go gas card. And the question is...
All right, so I'm not going to do the multiple choice because I think we don't need that here.
No.
Which legendary Western PA native led the New York Jets to an upset victory in Super Bowl III and famously guaranteed the win?
If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. The winner gets a $15 Get-Go gas card. It's the Inside Connection, MediConnect, with your host, Lauren Uran on KDKA.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Secure Money Advisors, that last hour. Now this hour, it's MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Next hour, of course, the guys from True Value, AAA Central Talking Travel, and then Greater Pittsburgh Service. Busy, busy day on KDKA. But now it is time to tell you about our seminars and what we're going to be giving to you. They're free. And, of course, representatives from MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Here's where they will be in the upcoming days. Lauren?
All right. So June 3rd, coming up here this week at 6 p.m., will be Rob in your neighborhood, the Fairfield Inn in Monaca on Broadhead Road. June 11th at 6 p.m. will be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. June 17th, 6 p.m. will be at the Holiday Inn Monroeville on Monroeville Boulevard. And June 25th at 6 p.m. will be at the Upper St. Clair Recreation Center in Upper St. Clair.
And this is how you register. They are free, these events, but you have to register. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Okay, when can I enroll or make changes? Let's talk about that, Lauren.
So I was trying to go through for this week and just kind of see what some of the most common Medicare questions are. You know, if folks have a question they want to call in, you know, feel free also. But let's dive into some of those questions that kind of come up as the most frequently asked questions. So when can I enroll or make changes to my Medicare plan? And the reason that answer is hard to answer for folks is because it depends really on your specific situation. So there's different enrollment periods. We have the initial enrollment period, and that's when you're first turning 65. You have a 7-month window around your 65th birthday, the 3 months before, the month of, and the 3 months after. Unless you're born on the first of the month, then it bumps up to the prior month as your Medicare A and B effective date. But, you know, during that time, your initial enrollment period, if you're coming on to Medicare at 65, you can take that time to choose your coverage and start that within that 7-month time frame and not pick up what's called a penalty. So there's late enrollment penalties for Part B and prescription drug plans Part D if you don't take that drug coverage. The next time of the calendar year that you have is the annual enrollment period. And that's October 15th through December 7th, aka the time of year Lauren does not sleep. But this is when anybody on Medicare can review and change their options for January 1st. So you take that October 15th through December 7th window of time, and that's when you can make enrollments for January 1st effective dates the next year. Then we have Medicare Advantage open enrollment. So that was January 1st to March 31st. And during that time, if you're on an Advantage plan, you can choose to either leave that Advantage plan to go to original Medicare and a prescription drug plan, or you can choose to change to another like plan. Then lastly, we have special enrollment periods, and these can be a variety of different things. If you move, if you lose other coverage, so loss of employer group coverage. So this is where, let's say somebody works past 65, they didn't take advantage of that initial enrollment window, that 6 or 7 month time frame around their 65th birthday, and they are now losing their group employer coverage because they're retiring, that will initiate what's called a special enrollment period where you can change and add plan benefits at that time. And there's some other things like extra help and PACE and PACE net.
All right, before we get to a client story, I want to share with all of you that we have a winner, and that person is David from Indiana, Pennsylvania. Here's the question and the winning answer to this week's trivia question on the Inside Connection.
All right, well, thank you, David, for giving us a call and getting that answer correct. We'll get you a $15 Get-Go gas card in the mail on Monday. So our question was, which legendary Western PA native led the New York Jets to an upset victory in Super Bowl III and famously guaranteed the win? And that answer was Mr. Joe Namath, who Rob brought up a little bit earlier in the show.
He's only 26 years of age when he won that. Pretty incredible.
Wow.
He was just a young man. Okay, let's have a client story.
All right, so as we were discussing these different enrollment periods, I had a client recently, you know, with a situation that kind of was relevant to these. We recently spoke with a woman from Mount Lebanon. She missed her initial enrollment period. This happens sometimes. So she assumed that she had to wait till October because she turned 65 already. She missed that 7-month window. And so she was just going to kind of let her group employer plan lapse from retirement and wait to get onto Medicare. But because she lost employer coverage, that actually qualified her for what is called a special enrollment period. So she actually did have the ability to have a time frame to choose her coverage and get onto Medicare, and she didn't have to wait all the way till the fall. And I think that's a misconception. You know, a lot of people, my two biggest things I get is people fear that they're going to miss the enrollment window, or that they're going to get penalized. And in those two scenarios, again, most of these life circumstances, like you're losing group coverage, like you're aging at 65, or if you move, they're going to allow you those time frames and windows to move your plan. So that's why it's really important, again, just to give us a call. Because if you think, oh, I can't get it, or oh, I have to wait, you know, there usually is something going on in life around those times that will open up that enrollment period.
Well, that's why it's so important to call in before you guess, Lauren, because we're here to help you understand exactly when and how you can make changes, right?
Absolutely. And that's our job, right? So that's what the fine folks at MediConnect are going to help you figure out. You know, what is the opportunity to change? Do you have an opportunity? And even last night, I was texting with one of my reps. Oh, gosh, I think it was about 10 o'clock last night, Rob. She was asking me some questions about a lady's situation. And here she had group coverage, was in the same situation. She was in an initial enrollment period and losing group coverage, but not losing group coverage for a couple months. She's in the hospital right now. She was having some tests done. Talk about, you know, hey, you were saying that you heard from some folks that you know, they were getting some testing, and she was in a similar boat. And we were worried about, like, if we changed her plan for next month and inactivated her Medicare, she was going to have all those copays start right up where she had already hit the deductible on her group plan. So because she was still working, we're able to create her a special enrollment period a couple months down the line, hopefully out of the hospital, done with the testing, so we don't initiate more copays for her.
All right. Again, don't forget, you can reach them at 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Some local counties like Allegheny, Washington, Beaver have specific plan options not available elsewhere. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, each of the carriers, the way that these plans are all filed is they're filed per county. So there might be plans available in one county that aren't available in another county. Or, you know, there's a very popular plan right now where in Allegheny County, it has a little bit more robust benefits than the version of that plan in Westmoreland County. And it was kind of funny. I was doing an presentation, I would say back in like November, and folks were asking, well, hey, we're in Westmoreland County. And I talked to my friend in Allegheny County, and they have the same plan, and they get X amount more benefits than I do. But it can be true. So every single county, just because your friend has a plan and they live in a neighboring county, doesn't mean that plan is the same for you or is a good fit for you. So really important to understand what options are available to you. And I was talking a little bit earlier about the fact that we have, you know, so many options here that there's something out there that can fit your needs. And one of the other questions we get a lot at MediConnect is, what's the difference between a Medicare Advantage plan and a Medicare supplement or Medigap plan? I know we talk about that a lot on the show, but this is one we get daily. You know, people use these words interchangeably, Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage. I hear a lot of people using the wrong verbiage for the wrong plan. But Medicare Advantage plans are Part C. I like to think of that Part C meaning combined. It combines your hospital and medical insurance, your original Medicare, all into one plan. A lot of times it includes drug coverage, but these plans, these Advantage plans, are network-based. So they're usually HMOs or PPOs. So with an HMO, you have to stay in-network. You have to go to an in-network doctor. With a PPO, they do allow you out-of-network opportunities, but usually at a higher cost to the consumer. So you might have a higher copay or coinsurance if you're seeing an out-of-network provider versus an in-network provider. And with a Medicare supplement or a Medigap, it works alongside original Medicare. It's true secondary insurance. So that Part C, that Advantage plan, I think of that C meaning combines. It combines your A, B, and D, right? You're going to show that card and you're going to pay as you go. You got a lower premium, but some copays as you use it. So pay as you need it. Versus the Medigap plan, you're going to pay a higher fixed monthly premium, but then when you go to use it, you should have little to no out-of-pocket costs. So you show your Medicare card, you show your supplement card, and not much left over for the tertiary payer or you as a co-payer or co-insurance. And one thing about supplements, I had mentioned with the Advantage plans with Part C, they operate within network, and that's how they're able to keep costs down and offer some of those extra benefits like dental, vision, hearing, gym memberships, over-the-counter catalogs. And with a Medigap plan, you pay this higher premium, but the one thing that you do have is freedom of network. So with the Medigap plan, as long as a doctor or a hospital takes original Medicare, they can take that supplement plan and bill that as well. And I remember that was a big question back when we had kind of the two major insurance companies battling it out here a few years ago, where, you know, they were like, oh, can I go with my Highmark's Medigap, right, to this place? Well, with the Medigap, with a Medicare supplement, there, it doesn't matter whose name's on the card. There's no network with that plan.
All right. So one more time, run the seminar, then we'll take a break and come back. Go ahead.
Sure thing. So June 3rd at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Fairfield Inn in Monaca on Broadhead Road. June 11th, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. June 17th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville on Monroeville Boulevard. And June 25th, Upper St. Clair Recreation Center in Upper St. Clair. All of these, again, available on our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. You can get a full listing of the seminars there as well.
And don't forget, they are free seminars, but you got to reserve your space, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. We're 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Next hour, the guys from True Value, and then Alicia Maisel is hosting AAA Central's Talking Travel, and then Carlos McClintock and I with Greater Pitt Tree Service. Lots of stuff still to come today with your Pratt Pack and all weekend long on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM AM 1020. It's 9:28 on a Saturday morning. Rob Taylor in the newsroom with that update coming up in 2 minutes at 9:30 here on KDK. Good morning.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
All right, back with Lauren Uran, the Inside Connection, MediConnect. What does Medicare really cover? That's what we're going to talk about in our third segment. So once again, let's get back to your host, Lauren Uran. Lauren.
Good morning to any new listeners tuning in. And yes, so we're focusing on some frequently asked questions, and I thought this was a great one. What does Medicare actually cover? It's a fair question because Medicare doesn't cover everything. So, original Medicare is Parts A and B. Medicare Part A, that's your inpatient care. So, hospital, skilled nursing, some home health and preventative care. And then Part B as in boy is your doctor's visits. Your doctor's visits, outpatient services, durable medical equipment. One thing not covered by original Medicare at all, dental, vision, hearing aids, prescription drugs. So, how do you get these things, right? Well, for your prescription drugs, you can either, if you're on a Medigap plan, you are required to pick up a standalone prescription drug plan. Or if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, a lot of times they will automatically include the prescription drugs, as well as dental, vision, hearing, gym memberships, transportation, over-the-counter, all those extras. Now, if you're on a Medicare supplement and you're interested in dental, vision, hearing, in addition to that, you can also add those to your supplemental coverage if you would like. And those dental, vision, hearing policies, you know, if you do want to look into one of those that are standalone from any other coverage, those can enroll all year. So you don't have to wait to some of those enrollment periods that we discussed in the last segment. You can kind of sign up for any those anytime you would like. And we had a gentleman from Cranberry recently who needed a hearing aid, and he thought Medicare covered it, but it didn't. He had a Medigap plan. So what we did was we were able to give him a dental vision hearing policy for him to go and get those services. And I remember I was reading, about our client that we helped, and I was remembering an old client that I had as well where the plan that he was on, he needed hearing aids for years and just didn't want to pay for them. And the plan that he was on had a really, really substantial hearing aid discount. So finally, you know, his wife was actually an agent that I worked with, and we talked him into getting onto a plan and activating this benefit for the hearing aids. And the agent that I was working with at the time, she said, everything's great. Everything worked great. The hearing aids came. They got shipped right to my door. It was wonderful. The only problem is, like, I've gotten so used to, like, saying stuff under my breath that he never caught, and now we're getting into arguments because he can actually hear everything that I'm saying now. So, but those hearing aids, you know, again, you can get through. There's many different options, and a lot of those Medicare Advantage plans come with a discount in
them. But listen, from someone a little older, not necessarily wiser, but let me explain the mindset of this man. A lot of times when you get to be a certain age, you realize you're going to be at that time where it's fixed income, right?
Mm-hmm.
So normally when you're younger, you just pull in and go buy it,
right?
Okay. But now you're thinking, I've been living without it. Do I really need it? Is it survival mode? No. So I want to save that money. Even if I don't spend it on anything else, I just want to know I have that money. And,
right.
And it's terrible to be that way, but that's what happens. But what happens when you go to MediConnect, they can actually save you money, continue to get you great benefits, and you have more discretional income. We don't talk about that enough, how you make it possible for people to have extra dollars to spend to where they can live a little bit again. That's the big game changer that you guys do every day, and we don't talk about that enough.
And something else that's a game changer, we've really been seeing a lot of folks choosing this alongside of their Medigap or Advantage plan, is hospital indemnity plans. So we've been working with these for quite a while. And, you know, we talk about Advantage plans a lot on the show, I think, because, again, that's where a lot of the questions come, right? A Medigap's a Medigap. It's going to cover what it's going to cover. You're going to pay that fixed premium. But these Advantage plans are the ones that have all these bells and whistles and extras on them. But with the Medicare Advantage plan, there was something I brought up a little bit earlier. There's certain services like chemotherapy, for example. That's a Part B drug. That's going to be a 20% co-insurance on most plans. So if you get diagnosed with cancer and you have to do chemotherapy, odds are you're probably going to hit that maximum out of pocket. That's one of those scenarios where you're going to spend that max out of pocket. And even if you're on a Medigap plan, yes, the chemotherapy in most cases would be covered there, but there's other costs associated with battling cancer, with battling anything. And Rob, you know this well, you know, from helping your friend the last year, but, you know, parking.
Oh,
yeah. Hotel rooms for loved ones. You're getting food at the hospital, you're getting food here, you know, because you're running around, right? So there's a lot of costs associated with treatments that aren't even medically covered, right? You're just, it's coming out of your pocket. But these indemnity policies, you can set these plans up to do a set amount. If you're hospitalized, you can set these plans up to do a set amount if you're diagnosed with cancer, heart attack, stroke. So we had a client in Greensburg who had an Advantage plan, and they had a hospital stay that was we see a lot of per stay copays in this region, but it was a per day copay. So, you know, a couple hundred bucks a day adds up over 4 days. It was going to be $1,400 out of pocket. So after reviewing her situation, she was worried about like, oh gosh, what if I end up in the hospital for that time, right? We added an indemnity plan for just a couple bucks a month, about 20 bucks a month. And 6 months later, she needed surgery and was in the hospital for that many days, for those 4 days. And because she went in the indemnity plan, the way that we had it built was it paid her out a check for $1,000. So instead of having that $1,400 bill, it was just $400 out of her own pocket. And, you know, that's where these types of additional coverages can come into play because, you know, like you were talking about with even the hearing aids. Okay, I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that. I don't maybe have that cash money on me. And now you have these unexpected costs. Whether you're on a Medigap or a Medicare Advantage plan, these indemnity policies, and you can set them up again for a lump sum. So if you're diagnosed with cancer, a lot of times what we see people do with the Medicare Advantage plans is they'll set up their lump sum payout to match or exceed the maximum out of pocket on their plan. So they know, hey, if I have the worst medical year in my history, right, this can pay out and I have all my bills covered.
Listen, it just, all I'm saying is you need to make the call, set up an appointment, absolutely no charge for their services, 888-818-6334. And the great time of the year about now, we're not being pressured because of all the people trying to get everything in place because it's an enrollment period. This is an opportunity. You can breathe a little bit. You can sit, take your time. And as you roll into one of those enrollment periods, you can have a game plan. So preparation is everything. And if you're not in a hurry, it's the best way to prepare. So right now, why not?
And these indemnity plans and the dental, vision, hearing plans, you can sell all year round. You can enroll into those
all year round. So go now.
And I'm telling you what, I'm putting myself on one of the indemnity plans because one of the plans, honestly, that we had to offer, it was like you couldn't go on to that under 40. But we got a new carrier in the area, and now those are 18 and up. So I have penny coverage, you know, for under 65 coverage for myself. And there's deductibles and gaps and things. So I'm looking at building this indemnity to pair with my plan personally because, you know, if I, you know, unfortunately have a cancer diagnosis from like that, I'm still working. So then I'm out like my bills and everything. So I'm going to build one up that has a much higher payout on it so that if something were to happen, then I'm comfortable.
So what would you tell somebody, whether on Medicare or just healthcare, because you've been around it and in it for a long time, should you have a high deductible or should you have more taken out and have a lower deductible?
I mean, I think that's what it depends on you completely, your lifestyle, your income, right? Because the deductible, some people aren't going to be able to afford a deductible if that hits. So, for example, like the first year that I had a marketplace plan, I chose the cheapest option because I was trying to still pay off some school loans. It was an $8,900 deductible. So had I gone into the hospital with that plan, boom, it's basically to protect me from going bankrupt, essentially, at that point.
So you're really rolling the dice.
Right, you are. You're rolling the dice. But again, if you have to choose that lower costing plan that's got a little bit more gaps in it, an indemnity policy for $20-$30 a month. And that's what I'm looking at even next year is like, can I bring my plan policy maybe down $100 a month in premium, build myself an indemnity for $30 or $40 and save the difference and still be covered? Look, and that's what I think is important is like what works for your budget and figuring out the best option for you.
The bottom line, it's not about scaring folks. It's about being prepared. So let's just know one thing. If we plan, the better off we're going to be. So remember, let's close the gaps before they become problems. And you can do that. Set up an appointment, 888-818-6334. If you can, before we get to a break, let's take a look at these seminars. And I'm going to tell you again, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. These are all free. They are free events, but you have to register. Go ahead, Lauren.
All right. So June 3rd at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Fairfield Inn in Monaca on Broadhead Road. June 11th at 6 p.m. will be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. June 17th at 6 p.m. will be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville. And June 25th will be at the Upper St. Clair Recreation Center.
All right. We may take some calls on the other side, but for right now, we're just going to kind of summarize. So what have we learned so far on the show today?
So today we talked about initial enrollment periods and different enrollment periods when you can join on to Medicare. We talked about some of the misconceptions of what's covered by Medicare. We talked about the difference between an advantage and an indemnity plan. And then we talked about some of those add-ins like the hospital indemnity plans, the dental vision hearing plans. And again, you know, for anybody listening, like I said, I'm pairing that with my plan. So that's not just Medicare age or Medicare clients, right? You can really add those. Even if you're still working, you could add indemnity to help with your group deductible as well that you have from your current group plan.
All right. Again, office is standing by. Tell folks where you're located.
All right. So we're over in Crafton, Kennedy Township. Right off the 79 exit, you'll come right up. I think the King's was down at the bottom of the hill prior to it. Now there's a Get-Go, 300 Bill Maher Drive. You can come in there. We have wonderful client spaces for meetings in the office. And then we come to you. So all throughout Western Pennsylvania. And then we have our telesales where we do, you know, if you have loved ones in other states, we do operate in some other states as well.
Yeah. And also if you're looking for a career and you like to promote, you like to help and you like to create and make people smile because they've got better benefits when it comes to Medicare, you're always looking, right?
That's right.
All right. So listen, here's the number again, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Now, rest of today looks like this with your Pratt Pack. Next hour, nailing down all those home improvement projects while the weather is going to start heating up. Supposed to get warmer next week. Getting into the summer months, we've got the guys from True Value. Of course, it'll be Andy Amron of EV True Value and EV True Value Rental and Mike Bronicheski, Sarver True Value, Sarver True Value Rental. And then the best way any summer season to travel is AAA Central. Alicia Mazel will be in the studio today with me in the 11 o'clock hour. And then Carlos McClintock drops by for a Sunday edition of Greater Pitt Tree Service, and he'll be here taking your questions and answering all your tree-related questions. And today, we're going to talk about rain, soft ground, storms, all these things that we've been dealing with of late. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, will be here. And then Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors, my colleagues throughout the day, into the night, and more. And then, of course, tomorrow, right back at it bright and early on a Sunday morning, all the things that you've come to know and love for your weekend lineup, including Doug Oster, the Organic Gardener at 7, Frank Dentisi and I in the Coons Cooking Hour tomorrow, talking all of your pasta recipes, and not just as in red sauce and spaghetti, but linguine salads and pasta salads for dads, grads, and outdoor parties. We're going to be discussing it all. And then, of course, 9 o'clock hour, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. Dr. Sean Ritchie is back. 10 o'clock hour, of course, Accurate Solutions. And 11 o'clock, it's the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. And one of our guests will be Andy Toole of the Robert Morris Colonial Basketball Team. So, busy couple of days for your Pratt Pack. Go keep it right here on KDK. Back with more in a moment. Lauren Uran is here. It's MediConnect, the inside connection. Before we recap today's show and go over the seminars, let's say hi to Tony on the north side. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a question about the with these pharmacies closing, that if you're under a certain pharmacy and you're have a preferred prescription plan, and they switch it to they're going to automatically switch it to another local pharmacy in your area, but they're under a standard plan. That's, on the prescriptions,
yeah.
Why is it that you're going to have to pay?
That's a great question, Tony. And I've actually had a few clients calling in about this, because a very big, large pharmacy recently closed,
Rite Aid.
So I believe, if I understand correctly, it looks like some of the Giant Eagle and some other places bought out their prescription list. But what you want to do is you want to take your card on the back of your ID card, whether it's your prescription drug plan or your Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan, call that number, get a list of the preferred pharmacy. So a lot of these carriers operate with a preferred pharmacy, and that's what Tony's getting at here. It is where you want to make sure that you're going to one. So just because Giant Eagle bought your list doesn't mean they're preferred with your carrier. So if you call member services on the back of your ID card, or if you're a MediConnect client, you can give us a call as well, and we can help you find that list of your specific plan, who's a preferred pharmacy and who's not.
Well, let me just tell you, and Tony, thanks for the call. I'm glad he brought this up. Think about Beaver County alone. We lost the Rochester Rite Aid. We lost the New Brighton Rite Aid, the Aliquippa Rite Aid, the Freedom Conway Rite Aid, the Aliquippa Rite Aid. And what happened when these big box stores came in, a lot of the hometown pharmacies basically sold off their prescriptions and left. They retired. So you better hope great names like CVS and obviously Aetna and Walgreens and them are going to be able to handle it, because people are going to be needing to get their drugs. And it's kind of scary right now.
It is. And, you know, there can be a massive, like whenever I do medication lookups for folks, when you're using a preferred versus a standard pharmacy within your network, there can be a huge difference in the cost of your out-of-pocket for the year. So it's definitely something, if you were utilizing Rite Aid as a preferred pharmacy and you no longer have access to that pharmacy, give your carrier member services a call. Give us a call, 888-818-6334. We can help you take a look at that as well. But if that pharmacy is no longer there and that was preferred, you want to make sure you're still going to a preferred and getting the lowest cost to you.
All right. So let's run the seminar show real quick and then we'll recap. Go ahead.
All right. So June 3rd, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Fairfield Inn in Monaca on Broadhead Road. June 11th, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. June 17th, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville on Monroeville Boulevard. And June 25th will be at the Upper St. Clair Recreation Center in Upper St. Clair.
Okay, again, don't forget 888-818-6334. And of course, you can do it that way. They are free, but you got to reserve your space, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Lauren Uran hosting the Inside Connection today. Let's recap today's broadcast.
So one other thing I want to say in regard to the Rite Aid before we recap as well is, again, when you call member services for your carrier, they might have a preferred mail order too. So you might be able to just get the mail delivered. Up to you. I know some people still like to go to the pharmacy and, you know, pick it up there. But if they can mail it to you, again, there's usually, when you're working with a preferred mail order retailer, they might even have more discounts than your preferred pharmacy.
Well, let me tell you something. We keep talking. I asked you earlier, where do you think Medicare is going to go? What's going to evolve? And look, maybe it's just me, but I've been really following this story closely because I really appreciate retail and I deal with it every day and kind of what I do. This is a major story with these Rite Aids closing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started looking around in Beaver County and they're all gone. All of those footprints are gone. Something has to happen. People need to get their drugs. So if I'm a carrier, I'm looking in at maybe some sort of service to deliver them, whether it be Amazon or whomever. People need these drugs. So right now there's a market out there to be able to get these drugs to people.
Oh, there's a huge market to be able to do that. And again, a lot of the carriers have either partnerships with the vendor or they own them themselves. So a lot of times they will even have like a lower preferred rate on their preferred mail order as opposed to preferred pharmacies or standard pharmacies.
Listen, I'm so fortunate to live in Monaca. We have a CVS, which I absolutely love and I deal with all the time. But I've gone there and they have so many people working there right now because the demand has never been great. But they're making it happen. So that's good.
Awesome.
All right. Good stuff. So let's recap rest of today's show.
All right. So we did, you know, talk about, again, some frequently asked questions of Medicare. Timing is everything. When do I enroll? How do I enroll? What the difference between an Advantage plan and a supplement is. And then I think, again, those dental, vision, hearing policies and indemnity policies, so you can get all year round. You don't need to be on Medicare to get those either. So if you need some more dental, vision, hearing coverage, if you need a little bit more peaceful mind when you're sleeping at night to know that a big deductible won't get at you and you'd like to look at one of the hospital indemnity policies, give us a call, 888-818-6334. And we broke down what Medicare does and doesn't cover and talked a little bit about those pharmacies as well. And we'll be back next Saturday with more Medicare tips and real life stories.
All right. So what are your plans this summer?
We have this a little bit of summer?
Time. Yeah.
This summer? So I'll be going on a cruise here shortly.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. And my boyfriend's daughter is graduating from high school on Thursday. So congratulations, Gianna. Little shout out there.
That's pretty cool.
And yeah, so hopefully spending the summer, you know, making memories and getting ready for college there.
Well, you know, Catherine Zima, affectionately known as Kat, who is Jody, the CEO of Coons Market, and her husband Jason's daughter, and Joe and Janet Tantisi's grandchild. And I was talking to Jody yesterday at their corporate offices, and you know, obviously it's 2025, and this is going to be something that'll make really you all realize how quickly time goes. Now, look at me. You know I'm old, but do you realize this month I graduated 50 years ago from high school?
Wow. Are they having a 50-year anniversary?
Listen, I don't know what they're doing, but think about that. That's a half a century.
Wow.
So 50 years ago, I was saying, someday I'm going to be on KDK radio. And that's what I wanted to do.
Well, last year for me, it was like, I was like, okay, you're 18 when you graduate high school. So 18 and 18 is 36. So I'm like, oh, I've been out as long as I was in.
Well, you know? Listen, I don't think people realize, and we talk a lot about Medicare and the aging. I know it's hard to believe, but when you're in your 40s, you don't even think about it. You're like going at the speed of light, like your significant other, Jeff, who is just a juggernaut. I've never been around anybody who goes. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. But I tried to tell him, and I'll tell you, and I'll tell everyone. And believe me, they tried to tell me, but I didn't listen. But it goes by so quickly.
Right.
You blink, and you're here. And you have to get ready for things like Social Security and Medicare. But the best part of all, it's here. We actually have these gifts. You know, a lot of people don't realize how fortunate we are to have Medicare.
I mean, I've seen some situations over the years, too, where somebody doesn't qualify. Maybe they have to pay a Part A premium because they didn't have the work hours. And you look at the astronomical cost that that is to an individual that's retired. It's just insane.
Well, listen, I've been, you know, harking about this MRI bill that I got recently, and it's okay. It's all good. It's just what happens when you get older. You have the right to complain. But the thing that I hear all the time over and over and over is, when you're on Medicare, it'll be better. I mean, every test, every situation, I'm around people who are going through testing. Well, are you on Medicare? Oh, you'll be okay. Oh, you're going to be on Medicare? Oh, you'll be okay. Oh, when you get on Medicare, you'll be okay. So no matter what the plan, whatever the reason, whatever the season, whether it's that fall or early winter enrollment period, you got to call MediConnect because Medicare is still a great gift, Lauren.
It is. And that brings up a great point. You know, a lot of our seminars we go to, one of the big questions I get asked is about group insurance. And they're like, oh, well, I'm on my group insurance. They're going to take care of me, right? They're great. And that's not always the answer. A lot of group insurances have high deductibles. A lot of our Medicare plans don't have high deductibles. Like you're saying, hey, you'll be better off. So it can be a lot more cost effective. And I have a lot of people that are like, well, I'm going to keep my work insurance. Take a look. Do a plan comparison. Because I'm going to tell you what, I've seen more people save that way, where they are teetering between, do I keep my group insurance? I'm going to work for another couple of years. That's fine, but you can go on to Medicare because you're 65 and it might be a better solution for you.
I mean, think about this. You know, it comes out of your Social Security, so you don't even really feel it that much, right? And to have that ability to have that card to go get certain prescriptions at an incredible low rate.
Not rated.
Yeah. And to go into, you know, a hospital stay and not have to be sweating about the bill, visiting your doctor, knowing ahead of time what your copay is going to be. I mean, it's just because, and here's the other thing. When you go set up an appointment with MediConnect, again, never no charge for their services, they put a game plan out in front of you. They print it out in front of you. So you know before you go to the pharmacy, before you go to the doctor, if you end up in the hospital, what procedure you're going to have, what test you're going to have. You know what you're going to be paying most times.
Absolutely. And we have booklets with summary of benefits, evidence of coverages. Evidence of coverages are a couple hundred pages. And they tell you like the exacts of like what you'll be charged when. So like I've read those books cover to cover a couple hundred pages before, but it's how the plan operates and how you'll be covered.
You know, it's funny. But my father, before he died, we went and visited. He'd got his monument. Okay. And he wanted to see how they set it up and everything.
And
so we're standing there and he literally, 25 years ago in July, was on death's door just a couple of days away. And I'm like, Dad, why do you want to do this? And he said, I just want to make sure they got my military rank on there. I wanted my military rank. And I said, 1926. And he looked at me Now, this was 25 years ago, and he said, hey, someday that 1957 is going to look a whole lot like 1926. Aww. And I looked at him and I went, come on, Dad. And I was just telling Jeff, your significant other, I was just there visiting them the other day, and I was looking at that little 1926, and I thought to myself, it does go by. It's that little dash between your birth and your death. That's how fast life goes, right?
You're right.
So what you need to do is to make sure you have great Medicare coverage. And how do you do that? You pick up the phone and you make a call. You can do it right now because we have live advisors standing by up until noon. So anything on your mind, something we talked about, you didn't get a chance to call, you're thinking about it now, maybe you were driving, you can call them right now because they'll answer that for you, just a phone call away. We do it every week, live advisors from the start of the show up until 12 noon. It's 888-818-6334. And for the seminars, to book, reserve, call that number or go to MediConnectInsurance.com to see where they're going to be and click on the seminars tab. It'll roll out everything and every place they're going to be over the next couple of days. And they are free, but you have to register. But you'll have a chance to meet the great people from MediConnect. This is the Inside Connection. She's Lauren Uran. And coming up, it's time to go to work. The True Value Home Improvement Show, just moments away after Rob Taylor checks the news. All still to come today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.